You're listening to Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards on DailyCast News Talk Radio.
Constitutional protections are only as strong as institutions willing to defend them. When corporate media prioritizes profit over principle, when regulatory agencies become weapons against dissent, and when government officials can threaten critics with impunity, the First Amendment becomes just words on paper. So what can be done about this disturbing trend? First, we need to recognize and call out the attacks on press freedom when they happen. The public needs to understand that what happened to Jimmy Kimmel isn't just about one comedian. It's about whether any media critic of the administration can keep their job. Second, media companies need to develop institutional backbone. As the Ethical Journalism Network recommends, news outlets need rules to prohibit undue interference in the work of journalists and media by governments and state institutions, and systems for disclosing potential conflicts of interest at all levels. Finally, we need public pressure on regulatory agencies to remain independent and nonpartisan. The FCC shouldn't be used as a weapon to settle political scores and silence critics. What happened to Jimmy Kimmel should scare everyone who believes in free speech and free press. Because of a powerful network like ABC Disney can be forced to silence one of its biggest stars through regulatory threats, what chance do smaller outlets have? The corruption of media by political and corporate interests isn't just happening by distant countries with authoritarian governments. It's happening here, now, in the United States, and unless we recognize and resist it, the free press we take for granted may not survive. So while Donald Trump should be acting like a president and focusing on inflation, high gas prices, high grocery prices, the dropping housing market, Trump is acting like a dictator and illegally using our government resources and administration as his own personal revenge outlet to attack anyone who doesn't praise him. Every American should not stand for this.
It's a crazy world and it's got us spinning. Through the chaos, love is what we're given. In the madness, we will find our way. With our hearts, we will light the day.